Books of the Bible. Zechariah was a prophet who preached God's judgment, repentance, and the promise of salvation to the Jews returning from exile. He relays a series of apocalyptic visions, focusing on the coming of Christ, the final salvation of God's people, and the final judgment upon sinners. Remember that Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of prophecy. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Hey, Mental Health Industrial Complex, how's about we trust the science? This is Wretched Radio. Dr. Greg Gifford has dropped his book, Lies My Therapist Told Me. Boom! It's going to make ripples in the world. I suspect that he's going to be getting on programs, perhaps Joe Rogan, etc. This is the type of fodder that they love, and we're more than happy to join them in their exposing of the industrial complexes that perhaps don't always do what they purport to do. And perhaps no complex is more guilty than the mental health industrial complex. They make their field sound so scientific. We do science. We're doctors. We do conferences. We have journals. They're peer-reviewed. Trust us. And Greg Gifford says, not so fast. And this book is long overdue. Been encouraging you to consider pre-ordering this book. And might I perhaps even more encourage you, dear pastor, read this book, because you've got people in your congregation. You know this. If you're a shepherd who smells like the sheep, you know this, that they have got struggles. They've got kids who are bouncing off the walls. They don't know what to do. They're telling them, take the drugs. And this book will help you to help them. Please consider pre-ordering it now. Lies My Therapist Told Me. You can do that at fortisinstitute.org/lies. And Jimmy, you went there. Mm-hmm. Tell the tens and tens of people what you saw at fortisinstitute.org/lies.
Yeah, it's a funnel, as you were saying, for you to be able to order it at tons of places, like pre-order, like at Amazon, Target, Walmart, wherever they sell books.
So you can get the best deal wherever you want it. You can do wherever you want to. We get nothing out of it other than, oh, we'd be so excited if a bunch of people read this book. It could be a game changer inside of the church, and perhaps start persuading pastors, quit sending people to the air quote professionals. Quit encouraging your people to give their kids pills for problems that we used to consider immaturity. Isn't when you think about it, just you had ADHD, Jimmy, I'm sure you did.
Probably.
I mean, if we were going to use the criteria of the DSM-5, we're just immature. Didn't want to focus. Didn't think that stuff was important. Other things were more interesting. And it's fascinating that we as a society determine, no, those are not the things that you must be interested in. The things you must be interested in are the things we say you need to be interested in. And I get it, we want to educate our kids. But there are some kids, they don't quite slot into that file. They struggle to be interested in learning those things. I remember that vividly. Isn't this true? Haven't you said this? This is about as scientific as psychotropic medication prescribing. Have you ever said, I wish I could go back and do my education again? I think I'd learn so much more, and I'm certain that you would. Why? You're more mature. You're developed, and you understand the importance of these things, and you see how these things work in the world and why you're actually learning them. When you were learning these things as a kid, you had no clue. You just did it. And some excelled more than others. I don't know who those people were, because it certainly wasn't I. But as you grow, things change. Why are we giving kids pills? Simply because they're immature. Greg Gifford's book, in addressing the claim from the secularists that psychotropics, it alters the brain chemistry. Here's what he writes. It should be made clear that psychotropics supposedly work by adjusting levels of brain chemicals, Well, one problem is that when a psychiatrist assigns them, they've typically done no work to measure the chemicals of a patient's brain. Man, this is so obvious, isn't it? It's believed that psychotropics are treating a known medical issue, but that claim? Debated. Even secular researchers cannot agree on what a psychotropic is treating. An author of a book from 2010, Anatomy of an Epidemic, he's a researcher. Quote, "The hypothesis that the drugs balanced abnormal brain chemistry never panned out." In fact, when the serotonin bombshell was dropped, that should have been the end of psychotropics. Wait a second. We keep being told that we need to just alter our serotonin. And then we discovered, you mean the serotonin level doesn't affect all of those things? Hold on a second. So why are we giving us a pill that deals with serotonin, which doesn't actually deal with my issue? Nevertheless, we keep marching to the pharmacy and we keep sending our children there. He writes, "This hypothesis has never panned out. Although the public may still be told that the drugs normalize brain chemistry, the truth is that researchers did not find that people with schizophrenia had overactive dopamine systems, or that those diagnosed with depression suffered from abnormally low levels of serotonin or other stuff that's inside of your brain." 2022, Dr. Jonathan Raskin, State University of New York, in the Daily Mail, "Many medics continued to prescribe the medication even while they were unsure if they were effective because it was easier than offering more time intensive care. Insert plug for becoming a certified biblical counselor here." This is one reason why so many people are given scripts. And one wonders, it would be fascinating. Jimmy, we should do this. We got to check out the legality of this. Years ago, used to do this, would just call up a place live on the air. We should see if we would do that with these places that are advertising on TV. Do you have a mental health issue? I think the swimmer, Michael Phelps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, hey, here's a phone call. We're a phone call away. Give us a call. We'll help you. I wonder how many minutes you would be on the phone before they sent you to a medical professional to write you a script because they can't fix you on the phone. And a conversation typically doesn't get the job done. We know the complexities of this issue. And even biblical counseling doesn't say, take a Bible verse and call me in the morning. Biblical counseling says we need to transform your mind. It needs to be renewed, and that's going to take some time. And it's going to take a particular context, the local church. And the professionals, they don't have time. We're in the process at Alpharetta Bible Church of actually opening up a biblical counseling center. I'm so excited about this. We've got a ton of certified biblical counselors in our body. And wow, are we going to put them to work? And we've been doing some research. So we're talking to some good churches. Now we're talking, for instance, to Faith Community in Woodstock, great church. John Kratz's church down in Sharpsburg, Faith Bible. How do you put together a counseling center? What does it look like? How do you let the community know? And their basic answer is you don't need to. They find out. And you'll be swamped within minutes. People are like, what? There's counseling? Help. Nothing else has worked. The professionals have not gotten the job done for my family. And you will have a waiting list. Everybody keeps saying you're going to have a waiting list. Like a year-long waiting. Greg Giffords says that too when I was talking to him about this subject. He says, get ready. You're going to be overwhelmed by the number of people who need help. The professionals know that, and they can't deal with it. But the local church can, because guess what? We have more outposts than the psychiatrists. There's more of us than there are of them. And if we get trained to counsel people biblically, this is what your people need inside of your local church. Become a biblical counselor, biblicalcounseling.com. You can go way up the chain, a master's degree, a doctor's degree in biblical counseling at the Masters University, masters.edu. Greg Gifford is a prof there. Adam Tyson, another one of our fellows, he's a prof there. And you can help these people who, otherwise they're going to be given a pill and it ain't going to help them, because so many times We know that there are other issues going on here. From the book, if the mind is immaterial, we know the psychotropic isn't treating the mind. Strike one. The psychotropic may affect the chemicals of the brain, but those are not what is causing so-called mental illnesses in the first place. Strike two. In this way, the psychotropic is not actually treating the root of the issue in so-called mental illness. Rather, the psychotropic is treating chemicals in the brain. Three strikes, they should be out. And there is an alternative if you're going, whoa, this is heavy. And by the way, he doesn't say to quit your medication and get rid of your prescription. Stop today. Don't do that. Don't do that. You need to talk to your doctor about doing that because now it is affecting the chemicals in your brain. We don't know how, but it is. And you want to do this rightly if you are going to wean yourself off, which, by the way, this particular chapter in Greg's book, Lives My Therapist Told Me, deals with just that. This is an exhaustive treatment on the subject, a needed treatment on the subject, and it is a hopeful treatment. Their results, they stink in the secular world. It's time for biblical counseling and the sufficiency of God's word. Get Lies My Therapist Told Me, fortisinstitute.org/lies. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know that moment when you're scrolling through your news feed on social media and everything just feels upside down? Yeah, that's the culture we're living in right now. But you know what gets me excited? At Fortis Institute, we're not just watching on the sidelines. We've assembled a team of incredible voices who are diving deep into God's Word every single day. I'm talking about Dr. John Krotz helping you integrate theology into real life, or Dr. Adam Tyson, who is speaking truth into young men's hearts, or Pastor Brad Bigney transforming marriages from surviving to thriving. But here's the thing, while we're standing strong, that's what Fortis means, by the way, we need gospel partners who'll stand with us. People who will look at the culture and say, you know what? The church needs more than just encouragement. It needs equipping. We're not starting something new at Fortis. We're strengthening something vital. And so if you're ready to join us in this mission, if you're ready to help us equip believers with truth that transforms, then head over to fortisinstitute.org right now to find out how to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
The life issue. We cannot disengage from the battle. And there is a way that you can win a life and rescue a soldier who's about to be executed through abortion. Preborn.org/wretched. Ultrasounds still save lives. These pregnancy centers that progressives would love to shut down or arrest people for praying in front of abortuaries, they're still doing excellent work and babies are still being rescued. This is a tangible way to save a life. An ultrasound is $28. 80% of the time, mom chooses life. Want to engage in the battle? This ain't about politics. This is about saving those who are staggering to the slaughter, period. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
25 years. That's a quarter century of standing firm for biblical truth.
This is Wretched Radio.
Through every cultural shift, every challenge, every opportunity to proclaim God's truth, you've been with us. And for that, we're grateful. What started as Wretched Radio has grown into something remarkable. Today, as part of Fortis Institute, we're reaching more believers than ever before. Our daily podcasts and radio shows, video content, and biblical resources continue to strengthen local churches and equip the saints, just as we've done for 25 years. But none of this would be possible without faithful partners like you. You've helped us reach millions with the unchanging truth of God's Word. As we celebrate this milestone, we're reminded that our mission remains the same, serving the King of Kings by strengthening His church. Join us at fortisinstitute.org as we continue this journey together for 25 more years of faithful service.
Until tomorrow, go serve your King.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who He is and what He has done. Jesus is called the Friend of Sinners. While we were dead in our sins and condemned as enemies, Jesus bore our sins in Himself so we could be reconciled to the Father. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Story time. Stories time. Story times. We got a lot of them is what I'm trying to say. This is Wretched Radio. It's dropped. Dr. Greg Gifford's book, it can be pre-ordered now. Encourage you to consider pre-ordering it now. FortisInstitute.org/lies because it will bless your family, especially if you or a loved one has been diagnosed. For instance, your kid has been diagnosed with ADHD. What do you do with that? Let me just share with you a line from Greg Gifford's book. Should a parent help their child get medication for ADHD? You'll just have to read his response when you pre-order the book at FortisInstitute.org/lies. He deals with Adderall, for instance, and believe me, he's balanced. He doesn't have an ironclad. Never, ever can you take advantage of some of these medications that might help you to deal with the symptoms so that you can get to the root issue and actually deal with it. And he goes to great lengths to walk you through it, to help you chart a course, to help your kid who maybe just has a serious condition of ants in their pants, like most of us had, frankly. Please consider getting this book. Mega important. Lies My Therapist Told Me. FortisInstitute.org/lies. Let me share with you a number of stories that help support the thesis of this book, at least this particular chapter that we've been sharing. No psychotropic will ever cure the issues of your immaterial mind. You can take a pill till you die and it ain't going to fix you. It's just not. It's going to treat your symptom. That's what psychotropics do. At best, and we don't even know the process. Oh, how much trust do we have in these people? And some of it is well-earned in some quarters, but just consider we put this thing in our mouth and swallow it, and we've never even been tested for it. They don't even know why these things do what they do. And that's why when you watch these commercials, you hear a laundry list and you may also experience suicidal ideations. You may want to start murdering people. You'll start to feel like you, what? These supposed side effects? Is it a side effect? Or is it possibly that's what they do? And the answer to that question is they don't know because they simply can't figure out what they do once they get inside of you. Greg deals with that also in Lies My Therapist Told Me. Story time. Imagine you had severe dental pain, your jaw throbbing, you got headaches, even breathing brought severe pain. So if you were in this situation, Tylenol would not be the answer or the cure to your problem, but Tylenol would help you to get to a point where you could deal with your problem, which is most likely some infection in your tooth. You see where this is going? Could you possibly use psychotropics so you can get to the dentist? I mixed my metaphors, but the answer is you could. And he walks through the God-honoring ways you can consider that, which is super, super helpful. That you're not, for instance, going to a pill to be your savior. You've already got that. You're not going to medication to be your comfort. You've already got that in the person of Jesus Christ. Can you use that medication potentially? Yeah, with a lot of counsel, a lot of wisdom, and with God-honoring motives. Similarly, writes Gifford, a psychotropic is not going to fix a problem in your mind. Simply won't. The psychotropic will potentially alleviate symptoms so you can focus on the deeper issues of your mind. So it's possible to use the psychotropic to help focus on the true problem, which is the mind. Then wean off the psychotropic medication. That's just really mature, especially for a whippersnapper like Gifford. Is he? He's just like, did he even hit 30 yet? Because he looks younger than Joseph Prince at the age of 61. It is not a sin to take psychotropics, writes Gifford, but psychotropics are not treating the real issue. They're like Tylenol, a symptom relief that sometimes can even mask the real issues. Example, if you were to meet a man who was considering using antidepressants because he had lost interest in daily activities, losing weight, not sleeping, struggling with motivation, antidepressants would seem like a pretty normal treatment. Ask yourself the question, if you were presented with a fellow like that, what would you counsel? What would you say? Where would you send him? Maybe, just maybe, a little digging might reveal the source of this gentleman's problem. And what a tragedy it would be if we didn't dig deep into the heart of the issue to reveal what might be going on behind closed doors, which might be producing the fruit of somebody who isn't sleeping and losing weight and has lost interest in activities. Maybe there's more going on. Gifford, as you spoke with him, you found out he was secretly engaging in sexual sin, specifically pornography. He feels hypocritical, fake, and condemned, unable to approach God. But he also isn't finding any other balm for his guilty, fearful conscience. Well, could it be that a rush to give a prescription to a man who is immersed in pornography would be to perhaps dull his senses, but it certainly isn't going to, it's not going to stop looking at porn. And frankly, he won't feel any better. He can't feel any better. Why? Because David didn't feel any better. When you've got unconfessed sin, it's going to just eat away at your bones. You're going to ache in the inner. Everything is off. That's what sin does. Psychotropics don't deal with sin. And what a basic analogy. What a good illustration to show giving this guy a pill and he's still looking at filth? That makes no sense at all. Back to Gifford. Proverbs 28:13. Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper. You cannot expect a person to feel well while hiding personal sin. Insomnia, depressed mood, loss of integrity in daily activities, weight loss can all result from harboring secret sin. David said, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away. So what would antidepressants do for this guy? They'd simply mask the symptoms of the real problem of unrepentant sin. Please note, and Greg addresses this, not all sadness, depression, lack of motivation is because of unconfessed sin. You can't say that. Some depression comes from personal sin. And that means in those instances, taking antidepressants ain't going to do nothing for you. Here's another story from Greg Gifford's book. A man was being unfaithful to his wife. This is from a counseling case. Neither his wife nor I knew about it at the time, but they came to me for counseling because their marriage was not going well. He said he was depressed and had actually been prescribed antidepressants. Isn't that staggering? It's just amazing. It's clear the source of the, if you're, I can't speak for you ladies, but I think it's true, but I suspect it's heightened in men. And maybe you don't believe this because it doesn't look like it, madam, but when we're not getting along with you, we're miserable. We're just, it's all out of joint. Nothing is quite click. It's just broken and it feels, we just, So let's say that continues. You're feeling that I'm out of joint because, you know, you're having an ongoing affair. You go to a doc who says, well, here you go. Here's your prescription. Take this. And the dude's going to keep having an affair? I mean, that even a secularist might go, maybe the source of his problem isn't chemical. Maybe it's moral and behavioral. And the secularists never look at that. So this dude who is having an ongoing affair is given a script from a doctor and nobody knew about his escapades? Woo! Quote, even after months of counseling and using his antidepressants, there was no change until we found out he was cheating on his wife. A friend of the wife caught him visiting his mistress and told the wife about it. Why did his feelings of depression not go away? Let's ponder. After this, he repented of this sinful relationship and saw God begin to restore his marriage in beautiful ways. No prescription necessary. Now, every situation has complexities and differences, and we want to be careful that we're not making a proclamation for every single instance of somebody feeling depressed or sad. As I mentioned, Greg Gifford is well-balanced in his book, Lies My Therapist Told Me. He does address the possibility of, but as a rule, overwhelmingly, it's junk. It's not needed. It's not helping. In fact, it's probably making it worse because you've probably exchanged one bag of blues for another. That numb, dull sensation that comes from psychotropics. Please consider pre-ordering this book, if you would be so kind. Lies My Therapist Told Me. You can do that, say, now at fortisinstitute.org/lies. Congratulations, Greg. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.